the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When you hear about St. Martha, most of the time you think about her and her sister Mary and their brother Lazarus. They're kind of a group. And as it is my firm belief that Mary of Bethany is also Mary Magdalene, that means she's the sister of our own diocesan patroness. So we should probably pay a little close attention to her, you know, out of filial respect. But when we think of Mary and Martha, what do we usually think of? When that time when Jesus came to their house, and Martha was anxious and busy about many things, and then went to Jesus and said, "Hey, make my sister help me out with the housework." It's amazing how adults act like children and teenagers, but still, there you go. And Jesus told her, no. He said, Mary has chosen the better part. Why? Because Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his teaching. And as important as the housework and the snacks and all the other hospitality things are, and hospitality is important, but it is not, as some moderns think, the primary virtue of the Christian life. You know, it's not all about hospitality, but there are those these days who seem to think it is, and it is not. So just, there are things far more important than hospitality. And listening to the Lord Jesus, learning the gospel, is one of those things. Now, remember what he said, the better part doesn't mean what Martha was doing was bad, but she had her priorities a bit mixed up. You know, these oftentimes we'll hear people say, are you a Martha or a Mary? I mean, do you pray or do you do useful things? That's not a choice that you have to make. You know, really it's a matter of having priorities. You know, prayer and conversation with the Lord, learning from him, should be our top priority. But it doesn't mean that we don't have any other priorities. You know, we should, you know, do hospitality and help the poor and do all of these other good corporal works of mercy in addition to the spiritual ones. But the spiritual ones should come first. Why? Because the spiritual is more important. The spiritual is eternal. The corporal will pass away. So I don't think it's a good thing to be either a Martha or a Mary. I think you should be a Mary when that is appropriate, and a Martha when that is appropriate. But there's more to think about St. Martha than just that one incident in their life, like the one we heard in today's gospel, after Lazarus had died. Remember, it was Mary who sat at home, but it was Martha who went up to Jesus and said, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." It was kind of a reproach. Where have you been? If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even though you weren't here, I know that God will give you whatever you ask. Your brother will rise. Yes, I know he will rise on the last day. I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe that? Yes, I believe. So even though she was a little ticked at the Lord Jesus, it's probably an understatement, she believed. And she made that statement of faith. And our Lord did, in fact, raise up her brother Lazarus, not on the last day, but right there, as one of the signs of that the kingdom of God was among them, that he is, in fact, God, and has power even over death itself. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.